Good morning, students. Welcome to the second module of our chapter, The World Population. Last day, I've discussed what are the three components of population change. The three components of population change are crude birth rate, crude death rate, and migration. I've discussed with you what is crude birth rate and crude death rate, how they help in changing the population of a place. Today, I am going to discuss about migration. What is migration? Migration is a permanent movement to a new location. It implies a permanent change in residence. It involves the movement of people from one country to another country, or from one region to another region on a permanent or semi-permanent basis. Migration means change of place of living for almost a long stable period. It implies giving up of some political boundary. Migration is defined as a movement of people involving a change of permanent residence of substantial duration. When people move from one place to another place, the place they move from is called the place of origin, and the place they move to is called the place of destination. The place of origin shows a decrease in population, while the population increases in the place of destination. What is immigration? Migrants who move into a new place are called immigrants. And what is emigration? Migrants who move out of a place are called emigrants. Next, we will discuss the nature of migration. Migration occurs from one continent to another continent, which is known as intercontinental migration. From one continent to another continent, it is known as intercontinental migration. Sometimes people migrate crossing the international border, like people are moving from India to Pakistan. That is called international migration, when they are crossing the international border. When migration of people takes place between two provinces, that is, say from Jharkhand, they are moving to Odisha, or from Odisha, they are moving to Andhra Pradesh. That is called interstate migration. Interstate migration. All those migration that takes place within an area lying within the territorial jurisdiction of a country, that is within the country, that is internal migration. Internal migration. This internal migration has a further four subtypes. Number one is rural to urban. We know that most of the people migrate from rural areas to urban areas in search of better job opportunities, better civic communities, educational institutions, hospital facilities. So many reasons are there. Most of the people like to move out from rural areas and they want to stay in urban areas. Second is, many people after their retirement, they want to move from the urban area, from the city life, they want to come back to their village life. That is urban to rural. Third one, mainly the girls after their marriage, they migrate from one village to the next village, adjoining village. So one rural to rural. And fourth one is interurban. Many people move from the small cities to bigger cities. Like from Jamshedpur, they move to Kolkata, or from Jamshedpur, they move to Mumbai. That is inter-urban migration. The next type of migration can be temporary basis. That is due to business or construction of new road. Many laborers have moved from Jharkhand to Ladakh for construction of new road. That is for temporary basis. So what are the determinants of migration? There are mainly two determinants. One is push factor, another is pull factor. So push factors are those that operate in areas of out migration. People are pushed out of a place. They are compelled, the people, to move to other areas. So why they are compelled to move out of a place? Maybe in that place there is no job opportunities, unemployment, or the living condition is very poor, or in that area there is a lot of political disturbance, or the climate of that place is not pleasant, or that area is affected frequently by natural disasters like earthquake, cyclone, flood, or that area may be affected by epidemic, or that area may be having socio-economic backwardness. It may be a very backward area. So people are pushed out of that place. Another is pull factors. Pull factors are those that operate in areas of immigration and attract the people to the areas. So what are the factors that can attract people to an area? One can be the better job opportunities or higher salary, good package, the living condition may be very excellent. That area may have peace, stability, there is security of life and property, the climate is very pleasant. So from here a very important question is coming, that is to discuss about the determinants of migration or to discuss about the push factor or pull factor. The push factor can further be divided into three: political factors, economic factor, physical factor. Political factor, like people sometimes they are forced to migrate from a particular country for political reason. So those people are called refugees. In recent years, political refugees have been generated as a result of people fleeing totalitarian. Totalitarian means some countries there is only a single political party. Mainly the communist country like China, they have a single political party. So people are not happy with their government. They want to move to a democratic country. And they are pushed off that country in the form of refugee. They go and settle in another country in the form of a refugee. Or a country where there is military dictatorship. Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, like this. So from those countries, people move away to some democratic country in the form of refugees. Or after a war, there are political refugees. India-Pakistan war, many Hindus came from Pakistan to India in the form of refugees. Many came from Bangladesh to India in the form of refugees. They are pushed out of that country. Secondly, is the economic factor, like inadequate food supply. Due to that, many people are starving, mass starvation, death of many people. Due to this, several people are pushed off that country or pushed out of that place, pushed out of that city, pushed out of that state. They go to some other state or some other country in search of better economic conditions. Another factor can be the political factor. Like people are forced to move from land which are affected by flood or which are affected by storm or cyclone, which have destroyed their home, which have destroyed their farmland. So they are forced to move out of that place, or a place which is affected by a drought. So they are pushed out of that place. Now we are going to discuss about the pull factors. Again, the pull factors are divided into political, economic and physical. Political factor. The major type of political pull factor is the attraction of freedom. Everybody wants freedom. Rights, equal rights, fundamental rights. So democratic countries are the best country. They give freedom of speech. They are free to choose their career. They are free to choose their place of residence. They are free to do their business. So many people are attracted nowadays to democratic country. That is pulling them. The democratic countries are pulling the people from other countries where there is military dictatorship or where there is communist country. From those places, they are attracting the people. They are pulling the people. Second is the economic factor. People move to places where jobs are available. Healthy economic condition are generally preferred by human communities. Economic growth will be found where growing industries are located. Thus, people are now attracted more to countries with such industries as engineering industries, electronic industries, chemical industries. So these job opportunities and better living condition, they are attracting people from villages and other places. The third factor is physical factor. Physical environmental condition also attract migration, migrants. In the age of nowadays, we know that the communication system has developed so much. Nowadays, we are all living in the age of 4G. The transport system has improved a lot. Aeroplanes, fast trains, roadways has improved a lot. So people can easily live in remote location. And still they don't feel isolated from others. They can talk with their relatives or nearby people by the help of telephone or mobile phone. They can easily travel long distance overseas. They can travel by the help of aeroplane. So areas with high amenity values are attracting new residents. Where there are a lot of amenities, people are attracted to those areas. That is pulling the people from far away places. The next topic is given trend in population growth. How the population has grown in the last few years. The population on the earth is more than 6 billion. It is around 7.8 billion at present. In the early period, population of the world was growing very slowly. It is only during the last few hundred years that population has increased at an alarming rate. Now, earlier we know agriculture was unknown before 8000 BC. Most of the people during that time, they were doing hunting and gathering. Then after the evolution and the introduction of agriculture, in between 8000 to 12000 years ago, the size of the population was roughly around 8 million. So during that time, both the birth rate and the death rate were high. The death rate was restricted. The high death rate had restricted the population growth. So in the first century AD, it was around 300 million. And it increased to 500 million by the year 1650. During that time, the expanding world trade during the 16th and 17th century set the stage for rapid population growth. And we know that around 1750, that was the dawn of Industrial Revolution, the world population was, at that time, it was 550 million. In 1850, the world population was estimated to be 1000 million. That is, to become double, it took 100 years that time. So it means that it was doubled from 500 million in 1650 to 1000 million in 1850. The world population, doubled again to 2000 million by 1930. That means it took around 80 years for the population to become double. Again in 1975, it rose to 4000 million. That means within 45 years again it became double, and in 1987 it became 5000 million. So it took only 12 years to increase to 1000 million. So we can see how fast the population started increasing after Industrial Revolution. World population exploded in the 18th century after Industrial Revolution. Technological advancement helped in the reduction of birth rate. inoculation against epidemics, vaccines, vaccine for epidemics, vaccine for communicable diseases, improvement in medical facilities, sanitation, all these things helped in the decline in the death rate throughout the world. The last topic I am going to discuss with you, that is known as demographic transition theory. The demographic transition theory was put forward by W.S. Thompson and Frank W. Nordsten. According to this theory, it postulates how the demographic change has taken place. Earlier, how there was high fertility and high mortality, and slowly after hundreds of years, it has come down to low fertility and low mortality. Earlier, the society was basically based on agriculture. People were living in village. People were illiterate. And now how people have started living in urban areas. They are working in industries. They have become literate. And there is modern society. So there are five stages. All of you can see in the diagram. The first stage, all of you can see that in the first stage, high and fluctuating birth and death rate. Both the birth and death rate are high and they are fluctuating. As a result, the difference between birth and death, that is the growth rate is very slow. Second stage, you see, the birth rate is high, but the death rate has started declining. And as a result, the growth rate has started to increase. Third stage, you see, that the declining birth rate and death rate, both are declining. As a result, the declining rate of population growth. Fourth stage, both birth rate and death rate are low, and as a result, the population growth rate is slow. And the fifth stage, birth rate and death rate both are approximately equal, which in time will result to zero population growth. Now we will discuss the three stages in detail. First stage, all of you can see that the high fertility and high mortality, because people reproduce more to compensate for the death due to epidemic and variable food supply. Due to this, the population growth rate is slow, and most of the people in the first stage were engaged in agriculture. Life expectancy was low. People were mainly illiterate. The technology was very, very low. 200 years ago, all the countries of the world were in this stage. Still, Bangladesh and the places of the rainforest, the tribes in the rainforest, they are still in the first stage. Next, the second stage, here the fertility remains high in the beginning, but it declines with time. This is also accompanied by reduced mortality rate. The mortality rate has reduced because of improvement in sanitation and health condition. Life expectancy has started improving. Then the process of industrialization, urbanization, modernization. The countries like India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Indonesia, all these countries belong to the late second stage, where the fertility rate has started declining gradually. And as a result, there is tremendous growth in population. Then the last stage. In the last stage, all of you can see in the diagram, both fertility and mortality rate has declined. The population is either stable or it is growing very slowly. So the people here are living in the urban areas. People are literate. They have high technical know-how. They know how to control the family. Anglo-America, western part of Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, Japan, they have all reached this stage of demographic transition. The last topic of this chapter is population control measures. Family planning, what is this? It is the spacing or preventing the birth of child. It is helpful in limiting the population growth and improving women's health. Propaganda, free availability of contraceptives, tax incentives for large families, or tax disincentive for large families are some of the measures to help population control. So with this, I come to the end of this chapter. Thank you, students.